This podcast does not constitute medical advice. All changes surrounding medications, diet, and exercise should be made in consultation with a professional who can assess your unique health circumstances.
Welcome to the Pattison Program, where you'll learn how to improve your health from the inside out. And now, your host, Clint Pattison.
G'day and thanks for joining me today. We've got a fabulous, very, very energetic and passionate guest today. Her name is Roxana and she's on Skype with me right now to speak about both Hashimoto's and rheumatoid arthritis. G'day, Roxana.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're going to cover a lot today. You have got so much to share. You've had quite the transformation. I'm very excited. Now, normally before we record these episodes, I ask our guests to give me a summary of their progress and give me an idea of the key milestones and so forth. Now, we have not done that on this call because I want to hear it all fresh. I want to be surprised for the first time on the recording. So I'm about to hear about your story for the very first time, all the things that you've done. All I know is that it's been very, very good. So let's sort of talk about what you were diagnosed with. You got Hashimoto's first, didn't you? And start somewhere in the past when things weren't so good and you were getting, diagnosed with Hashimoto's.
Okay, yes. My name is Roxana from Lima, Peru, to start it with. So English is not my first language, so bear with me and my accent. And after having my second kid, I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. And then they never checked my antibodies. And then I gained a lot of weight, and I used to feel so tired all the time, cranky, and then no energy, no motivation. I was just living, going through the flow, basically, and try to survive in a day. You know, two little ones, and you know how hard it is. You have
very
two kids.
Very hard when you got kids trying to handle a health condition.
You know, everything is difficult. And then I thought it was normal to feel like that. You know, I thought I'm getting old, you know, and then it's normal to feel this way. And then I start having issues with my lower back too. And then I went to my primary doctor sent me to an orthopedic doctor. And when he checked me, he said he ordered some x-rays, some blood work and stuff. And then he said, you have a degenerative disc disease. So I was like here on my, how old I was, I was in my 30s. And I was like, I have degenerative disc disease in my lower back. I have hypothyroidism. And I was like, oh my God, I was feeling depressed, you know, but I didn't change a thing. I'm from South America and I used to eat a lot of rice, potatoes, and, you know, quinoa, and it's our food from the Andes, from Lima. Like you have in your program, the Andes is in Peru. And then we used to eat like, you know, the fresh markets and organic and everything. But when I moved here in 2004, I started doing like everybody else in this country, United States, eating the standard American diet. So everything is convenient in boxes, everything is processed and artificial chemicals. And I changed my life. I mean, I start, you know, eating a lot of cheese and drinking every weekend, you know, like I didn't take care of myself. And then I start working out in the gym just to have, you know, some me time. And then I start feeling better, and then I start having tingling and like in my hands. And then every time I was trying to lift, I was like, this is not normal. My legs start being stiff, and then I feel pressure and pain on my leg. And I was like, something is going on, but it was like a probably 6 months, a year. Like I was like, oh, maybe I work out too hard this time. So, but I used to get like every month sore or sinus infections, sick all the time, every month. And I used to go to my primary to get antibiotics and steroids, you know, to get my sinus infection out from my system as quick as I can. I was so ignorant. I didn't know what I was putting in my body. The last steroid shot, eat part of my fat and my glutes and also muscle, gave me a dent. And when I noticed after a couple months, I was so worried. I said, what is this? I went to the doctor and then they told me it's some side effects of the steroid that sometimes when it's applied incorrectly, it can eat your fat or your muscle, but it's permanent. I was okay. I mean, you know, they like, I'm sorry, you know, and I was like, oh, anyway, I went back to the chiropractic, no, the orthopedic, I'm sorry, orthopedic doctor. He ran some blood work and the rheumatoid factor was high. And I didn't know what is the rheumatoid factor about. So he sent me to the rheumatologist. And then it was summer 2014. And then probably it was like three months after I see a rheumatologist. And when I went to see my first rheumatologist, he said, oh, yeah, you have rheumatoid arthritis. And I was like, rheumatoid arthritis, what is that? And I hear like arthritis is for old people, not for me. And I was like, I start reading about it. And then I start feeling like I start crying. My husband was with me and then I feel so depressed. And I was, this is, can't be happening to me. And he said, yeah, you just got lucky like that. Because doctor, why, what I have, you know, this disease, nobody in my family has it. I don't, you know, in Peru, in South America, you don't hear that kind of autoimmune diseases. So I don't know, you just got lucky like that. And I was like, I didn't like him. And then anyway, so he put me in the immunosuppressants, like methotrexate.
Okay.
And then he told me, you need to take this medication for the rest of your life. And, you know, like everybody else. And I was like, okay. So I told my husband I want to see a different rheumatologist because I don't like him. I want a second opinion. So we went to a second opinion after a couple months. So it took like 4 or 5 months since I have, you know, and then anyway, so he see me and then he say, yeah, you have rheumatoid arthritis, you need to start right away. And he put me in 6.5 a week, milligrams. So it was the lowest, you know. So I started taking it and then I was having like cold sores in my mouth. And then my husband found your program and he was start to researching and then he saw your TED talk and then he was like, very impressed about what you were saying and you were young from Australia. And then, you know, he say, I'm going to buy you this program. And at the moment, I was so black. Like, I feel like I didn't have any solution for my life, like hopeless. And then I was so in my own depression, you know, like whatever, do whatever you want. So he bought me the program and I was so determined. Like when I start reading your books, your ebooks, because you gave me the ebooks right away. So he bought it and I start, you know, like reading. When I start reading, it feels like for first time in my life, I have, you know, my eyes were open and start knowing all of those things like I never realized, you know, like nutrition and how important it is and then how important it is to put the good food in our bodies, the good nutrition. And then I start, you know, juicing and then exactly what you say. And the first time I didn't like the juice, I mean, I was like, I can't drink this. This is like the most difficult thing in my life. It was so difficult. So this path and this healing journey for me, it wasn't easy, but I'm glad I have the power, the willpower to do it. And I did it. And you opened, like I told you in the email, you opened the doors for wellness to me. Because through you, I just discovered all those wonderful things about life and about, you know, healing your body, everything, you know, the whole body. Then I started in your program. And after 6 months, I visit my rheumatologist. Oh, I stopped taking the medication after 6 weeks because I say, I feel like I need to overdose in nutrition, no overdose in drugs like are going to poison in my body. So I say, instead to poison in my body, why I don't do help my body, help my immune system, reset my immune system, build my immune system. My immune system it's not working properly, obviously. So I need to help my body, not suppress it with drugs. So it doesn't make sense to me. I won't do that. So I stopped taking a medication without telling anybody. It was a decision. What's my body? And I decided what is for me, my intuition, my heart. I was following my gut. I told my husband and he was, are you sure what you're doing? I said, yes, I'm sure. He supported me, but he was like, I don't know. The medication is always going to be there. I'm very thankful by this time, like we have options. We have medication, like can stop the disease progress, but I'm going to try this alternative first. Trying to help my body with foods, you know, with organic food, with food like God put in nature for us to heal our bodies. So I want to try that road. I want to take responsibility for my life. I don't want to delegate to my doctor and don't know anything. I need to educate myself. So I'm a person who's very obsessive when things like, you know, like I'm very like when I'm very passionate. I have passion for something, I will do anything. So I started studying, researching, I start reading. The last year in my journey, I've been reading like many articles that I fall in functional doctors, health gurus, and all that right people. Because you need to create a network like you have this positive mindset. You don't want to fall in people like, they're complaining about everything. They don't even sick, but they complain. You know what I mean? It's just, you have different outlook of life. Like, I feel like my view of my life or what I appreciate is totally different than before. I have more, my mind is clear. I have more gratitude. I wake up every day and I say, thanks God. My joints are moving. I'm walking. I'm active. I have this energy to do whatever it takes because I'm just being here and I'm alive and I'm breathing. So I'm very thankful and I learned how to be like that. Before I wasn't thankful for anything. I take for granted like everybody else. So, oh my God, I need to go back what I was saying. that was very interesting journey and then I'm being like in my own, like my priority was me. So I start saying no to things, you know. Before I was a people who please everybody else. You know, you wanna do this, and even though I don't want it to do, but okay, because you wanted to do that, I want to do it to make you happy, you know. No, this time was me. And I didn't care who was blocking me or in my way. I needed to take care of myself. So I start taking care of myself and love myself, respecting my body and loving my body. This is the first thing like I would say to everybody who listens, you need to figure out who you are and what you want to be. You know, because if you don't have those things clear, you won't do anything. Everything is going to be harder. You need to know where you're going. So, and then, I didn't email you my updates because I want to make sure I'm in the moment. Like I know, and I feel like it was the moment to say, yes, now I can say I'm fine. I'm okay. The bad moments is in the past because I have up and downs. It was moments like I was crying. And I was so depressed, and then I was in the shower and saying, why me? What is happening to me? What I can't have a normal life like everybody is. But I finally understand that this didn't happen to me. This happened for me to change my life, to a better person. And I can't, you know, I won't be this person if I didn't have those diseases. So it's up to you. It's your perception of that bad situation. You either can complain and cry and don't do anything about it, or you can say, what this challenge is going to teach me, what I can learn, what I can change. This can be a blessing for you. So it's my attitude now.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's what I took. My health challenges give me the motivation for learning, for searching, for changing my life. Not only I took away the toxic food from my life, I took from my life the toxic people, toxic souls, you know, everything. So everything changed because we are a whole, and then we need to, one thing can work without the other part. So my diet was taking care of my rheumatoid arthritis, but and then when, you know, you have two autoimmune diseases, Hashimoto's, and I was thinking, what else? Something is wrong with me. Something I don't doing well. I have so much stress in my body. And stress is pro-inflammation. Stress, you know, increase cortisol levels, stress or hormones, adrenaline and everything. And it's fine when you have a reaction one time a week or a month. But when you constantly stress and you have those negative thoughts running in your mind, like, you know, you are so idiot or so stupid, and why you are so fat, or you look so old and you don't look like that. You know, that person, we don't treat very well our own self. You know, we need to start loving ourselves first. And don't be, you know, jealousy, envy, guilty, you know, guilt and then bitterness. I mean, all these bad emotions are going to harm your body. And then if you don't take care of that, you won't be able to heal. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I think both things for me, at least helping my body through that, putting the good food, good nutrients, like my body needed. My body was starving for nutrients. I was eating just half cup of vegetables a day. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe some cooked vegetables. Change that to 20 servings per day, like I eating now a day. Tell me if that will make difference in your health.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think like the family salads, like Olive Garden. I don't know, you have Olive Garden in Australia.
I know, it's a store. Yeah.
It's a restaurant, Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, those big salads is what I eat by myself. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't eat anything before. I don't eat any vegetable. And then now I'm eating the food I don't even know exists. You know, like I just eat good things. Like every time I eat, I say, thank you, God, for putting all this wonderful food, because I know and I think like it's going to go into my body and it's going to help my body to heal. That healing foods, you know, it's like, it's amazing how my mind now works like never before, you know, like it's just, I'm so, so happy and right now where I am. And I know this is a lot of dedication, efforts, and I in the kitchen cooking all the time. I do in my own fermented foods, you know, like everybody else, kimchi, sauerkraut, and I do in my master tonic with it's a natural antibiotic. I chop, you know, turmeric, onion, garlic, horseradish, onion, all these powerful foods, and then I chop all of that organic, of course, and then I pour in a mason jar apple cider vinegar, and then let it aside for in a dark room for probably 2 weeks and a month. And then when I strain and I get that liquid, it's what I drink in the mornings.
Wow.
That's powerful. And I don't know what virus or bacteria I have going on in my body, but that thing was killing everything.
Yeah. I think it might be your
master tonic. Did
it's you? Like your personal rocket fuel, because you're just absolutely pumped on life right now. And I think I could let you go for like hours and you could just teach us for hours without I don't need to be here sort of thing. You know, you've covered so many awesome things. First of all, this potentially what we might do is I might just get you to email me this master tonic. I'd like to hear more about this particular fermented mix that you've got going on that you put into the dark cupboard, because it sounds a little bit different than some of the other ones that I've come across in the past. So sounds like it's doing some wonderful things. So
it's anti-candida, anti-parasite, antimicrobial, anti-fungal. It's what the ancestors used to use. So, and also it's good for the colds, allergies, flu. My husband is taking it now. So we both taken it, and I feel like it helps with digestion, because if you separate the ingredients, you know, what is called radish? It's anti-cancer, and then ginger and turmeric, and then, you know, all these wonderful spices, herbs, those, all of that together are powerful. So yeah, definitely I'm going to send
please.
You that.
I would like to, let's call it the Roxana rocket fuel.
And when I strain that liquid and put it in another Mason jar, wherever I was chopped and then, you know, pieces, little pieces of everything dry, I start eating it with my salad. So because I say, what, I want to waste that? I don't want to waste that. I want to eat it because it's good things. So I don't want to waste anything. So I start eating it. And then I think that when I added that and probiotics, you know, my own probiotics, and also I start taking, like, you know, probiotics tablets, I think that makes so much difference. You know, the microbiome is balancing now and give me the energy, the good mood and everything, because they are the bosses, you know, they are decided everything. So
100%. So how often do you take the probiotic supplements, and when do you take them? Because people like these kind of specifics.
Well, I used to take first thing in the morning, but and then I was reading and searching, and they say it's better when you take it after meals. So, you know, the acids in the stomach doesn't, you know, I don't know. They mix. They say many things, and but I take it now at night.
Yeah, that's what I like to recommend as well. I think just before bedtime is the best time to take them, because there's not much stomach activity going on, and they don't have to compete with hydrochloric acid or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's when I take in those. But I read also that one of Dr. Mercola articles, like he had a study about half cup of kimchi or sauerkraut, homemade probiotics, has much more like 10 trillion bacteria than the whole bottle of a good brand of probiotics.
That's
so
right.
So how true is that? But he's researching, he got some kind of test in his, I don't know.
Yes, I was just talking about this recently with another guest on another podcast, and definitely my feeling, without doing any of the studies, is that the most important part of the probiotic journey is to eat the probiotic foods. And for me, that's always been the miso paste. I just talk about it all the time.
Your body can absorb better, right?
Yeah, I think
than
so.
The tablets.
I think
know?
So.
But it's what he say. When he say, motivates me more to make more my own probiotics. Now I'm like, tonight I'm going to make my own probiotics. I have my two cabbages, and I love the red cabbage. I feel like red cabbage, the color, more antioxidants and stuff like that. And then I'm like, I really like that. I mean, it's amazing that things like we can just change just for $3. I mean, how much you right. chop, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the thing is, like, even myself, for all the things that I've learned over the years, I have still not learned the skill of fermenting my own food. So I've got to basically lift my game. And if you send through that, I will, I'll have a go at using your rocket fuel. And it'll be a good reintroduction for me, because it's been several years since I've tried to make any fermented foods. It wasn't easy for us back where we used to live. We've moved a couple of times in the last few years, and we used to live in a tiny one-bedroom apartment in the city that was super hot.
I agree. Yeah. But you mentioned that. But I'm the person who is simple. I don't have time for fancy and decorating my plate with flowers and everything else. And I'm like, appreciate like some people does, you know, like do or you know, it looks lovely and looks nice, and I want to eat it. But for me, no, I mean, I don't have time for that. I have two kids. I need to take care of myself. I make big pots of beans, you know, put in the refrigerator. If I'm hungry, I have there a lot of basmati rice. Always you're going to find in my refrigerator and my fridge. I have like big salads, you know. Salads are easy to make. You just chop, and then lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, some salt. That's it. I mean, I'm simple. I eat the things like are easy and fast to do. Because if I gonna be like, oh, I need to be fancy and I'm gonna put it, I'm never gonna do it. You know, you need to take care of your health first. So you need to do in, you know, I juice in two. I mean, now I juice in every other day. I don't juice like I used to, but I get like a bunch of the celery, and then I put dandelion, because those are great for your liver. You know, it's detox your liver amazingly. I mean, it's just, I put whatever I have, red beets, turmeric roots, ginger. I juice cabbage like you.
Really?
How you can do that? It's great for my stomach. It's great for you. So I don't care. And now I have different bad tastes. Like, oh my God, that's something like my body's asking for. Say, oh, this is disgusting. And now it's just come to me. This is my medicine, you know? It's just, how your life can change. I mean, it's just, I'm very thankful to God because put me to the right direction and found your program. And maybe sometimes people can find, you know, the right things in life. And I did. And I'm very thankful for that. And I do miso paste too. I put some like rice, you know, and I do sometimes like steer mushrooms with sprouts, beans sprouts or stuff like that, and I do that. I do fancy things too sometimes. I do my quinoa ceviche because I'm from Lima, so we have ceviche, you know, with fish. It's from my country. So ceviche is something like, it's, you know, lemon and something like a beach dish. And so I do it the same. I mean, I do quinoa, some cucumbers, some lime, some cilantro, and then avocado, and then it's wonderful. I mean, it's just, for me, my oatmeals in the morning with hemp seeds and goji berries and raisins and then apumaca and powder, and I put all the stuff in raw honey. For me, it's like, it's so wonderful how it tastes. It's just amazing. It's just, I'm feeling like I enjoy more food now like before.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, my kids, here and there, they have, you know, some fast food like, you know, pizza, fries and stuff. And I don't crave it. I don't crave anything like that anymore. So it's not for punishment.
To think that when you first, you know, started this, you could barely drink a celery and cucumber juice, and now you're downing cabbage juice, which is the most difficult of all.
No, now it's easy. Like I say, I can eat horseradish.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. So tell us.
Nobody can eat it.
But no, I just have to interrupt you sometimes. I'm sorry, but if I don't interrupt you, I won't ask any questions. How do your rheumatologists, do you still see them? What's going on with that? I just want to hear about the outcome of stopping the methotrexate as well. And of course, just need to state to people, because we've got a large audience now, and some people, you know, we just need to remind those who haven't heard that the message before. We don't encourage people stopping their medications without consulting their doctor. You know, we both know that, but we just got to make that clear to everyone. But what was the consequence of that? You're obviously looking fantastic. It doesn't look like any part of you isn't at an optimum state. But how did your rheumatoid arthritis sort of improve with time after you made all of these health changes, and also your Hashimoto's? So could you update us where you're at with both of those?
Well, I keep my rheumatologist because I want to have, you know, my inflammatory marker check every 3 months, like CRP and set rate, like everybody else.
Awesome.
Because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm feeling okay, but I don't care anymore to check in my blood work. No, I'm going to be checking my joints probably for x-rays every year because, you know, I want to make sure I'm fine. I just don't want to be like, you know, trusting everything. And I mean, I trust what I'm doing, but I want to be, you know.
You want it to be clear.
Want to be clear, yes.
Yeah.
And then, so my last appointment was supposed to see him like 6 months ago, and I didn't go because I was so busy moving because my husband and I, we just bought a new house.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. Yeah, we love it here. It's a new house. And then anyway, so I say, I want to make an appointment to see this man because he's cool. He's a nice man. Just he's, you know, like every doctor, he's saying his own. He doesn't believe in other things, you know, besides what they learn in medical school. So I went to see him, and then he saw my last CRP, and it was 0.4, and my cess rate was 11. So, and it's been like that for months. So I wasn't surprised. I mean, he say, okay, so what's going on? I say, nothing. I'm good. I'm feeling great. And he said, I was with my sport, you know, my Nike, you know, clothes, like workout gym clothes, you know, like I say, you look great. And I was like, yeah, feeling awesome. I'm biking every day, every morning, 30 an hour a day. And then he said, okay, good. So I think you're due for ultrasound. So I said, okay. So he took ultrasounds on my hands. He said, everything looks perfect. And then my knees and my right knee, because the laxus rate, I think it showed like I having some like no bone erosion, but osteoarthritis, you know, okay, a little. And then, but he say, everything looks great. Your joints, your knees looks awesome. I need to take your ultrasound and your x-ray to show to people, to my patients, how a healthy and normal joints looks like. And I was like, wow. So I say, doctor, but what do you think? What happens here? I say, what do you mean? I was like, well, I had a rheumatoid factor positive. I had anti-CCP antibodies, and I supposed to be zero positive, which is more aggressive array than the, you know, like some people know this. And he say, well, I don't know. You maybe got lucky like that. And I was like, really? Well, it's a rare cases, but some maybe 3%. He say something like that. 3% of people doesn't present the symptoms, or the disease doesn't onset, and the disease doesn't onset in the body, you know. And maybe you are one of them. And I was like, wow. And then he wanted me to put me after methotrexate to Plaquenil.
Plaquenil, yes.
And then when I was reading the side effects, it was like something I can have my eyes. So,
yes.
You know, so bad side effects. And then he told me, are you taking that? And I say, no, I never took it. And I said, why? Because I was reading about the side effects and I feel well. I mean, what I needed to take that. And he started changing his face. And I was like, I respect you. You know, I so thankful, like we have these medication options for us. But if I don't need it, I won't take it. When I feel like I need it, I will be more than happy to take it. He said, well, you should go in the internet and go to, even aspirin has side effects.
Even what?
Aspirin or Advil has side effects. You know, Advil, ibuprofen.
Oh, Advil. Oh, of course it does. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, everything has side effects, he said. And I told him, yes, of course, every drug have effects. No side effects, effects, you know. And what, he was like looking at his computer and I was like, well, you don't think because I changed my diet, I follow this protocol, and then I start meditation and exercising and everything else, you don't think that maybe helps with my body? And he just dismissed me, and then he looked his computer, start typing in, and he said, I don't know, but whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. And I was, yeah, okay. So he was nice. I mean, he's not, he didn't push me with the medication. No, he told the nurse, she's not taking anything, but I want to see you in 6 months.
That's,
you know,
perfect.
To keep checking on your joints and stuff. I said, perfect, you know.
That's but, absolutely perfect. You don't want to lose touch with your medical care provider. You don't want to lose the opportunity to get your blood work done on a regular basis. And it sounds like 3 to 6 months is pretty good. I mean, it sounds perfect. You can use his expertise to comment on your blood work and to make referrals for you to get future x-rays every 6 to 12 months. And it sounds absolutely ideal. And look, we're never going to get what we want to hear from our rheumatologist. We're never going to have them turn to you and say, oh my God, Roxana, you have proven that this is a digestive disorder. You have done everything it takes to reverse the disease from the inside. You are the ideal patient, and therefore you don't require medications, and therefore you should be on a stage speaking to thousands of people around the world.
I want to help Hispanic speakers, you know, like I want to help people who maybe doesn't know, because we are advanced in United States or countries like your country, but maybe my country or you know, the autoimmune diseases start, you know, increasing because they adapting the same kind of diet like us, because everything is supporting there. And then I want to be like a motivational speaker because I have so much passion, and I do believe 100% in everything can be, the body can heal itself if you give the body the right nutrients to repair, to regenerate, to heal, and to detoxify. You know, I mean, it's possible. But the problem is people's minds, you know, they don't want to believe it. So it's just something like we need to work on that. But before I forget, I need to tell you my update with Hashimoto's. Uh-huh. You asked me.
Please.
So, and then I have my last work, blood work the last week, and my Hashimoto's antibodies now is half, are decreasing. And I feel like it's going to get better and better, and it's going to motivate me to still in this path because I never going to go back. I can't go back to my bad habits anymore. I'm going to keep this wellness and get healthier and healthier. And people in my own personal Facebook, I'm taking selfies all the time of myself, because in my mind, how powerful is your mind? I want to believe, and I'm believing, like the person who are taking pictures, and if I look good and I love myself, is my body is going to heal because it's going to believe that really is happening to me. If I'm negative and I feel like, oh, you look bad, or you look, you know, it's very important to have that positive mindset. And then people is asking me, what are you doing? Everybody thinks I'm doing just to look good and to lose weight and stuff. But they don't know what is behind all of this, you know?
Yeah, no one has the amount of determination to look good as someone who's coming from pain.
Exactly, exactly. So that's amazing. You never will know, somebody, you know, look great and with a lot of energy and have, you know, fighting for this time, you know?
That's right, because most of the celebrities that we see, or the people who have, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans on Instagram and so forth, they are all just trying to look good. They all just want the ideal physical shape, and often they'll even choose foods that aren't healthy to maintain that physical shape. And so I think that it's absolutely fantastic that you are coming at it from a completely you're coming at it from a much more organic and much more real situation. You just want to be healthy, and your body looks incredible as a result of chasing health, not chasing physical, you know, beauty. You know what I mean?
Right. I say all the time, I was looking for health. I changed my life to be healthy. And this is the side effects of eating a plant-based diet. Because, I mean, I don't want to even say diet, plant-based food, because I eat more than I used to eat before. I eat like 4 cups of brown rice or white basmati rice, and I eat like a lot of broccoli. I, you know, huge salads. I eat like 3 or 4 potatoes, sweet potatoes a day. Sometimes I make like a banana, berries, you know, dates, and then almond meal. I do my own almond meal too, and then I make, you know, smoothies, like very sweet with cacao nibs and stuff like that, and I drink like 32 ounces. Like, I eat whatever I want, you know, because this is organic and, you know, healthy.
It's everything. Fantastic. Yeah, you're on all the superfoods as well as the healing foods, and you're actually in a quite a unique situation compared to a lot of people I speak with, and that is that you've got all of the humble kind of Peruvian, you know, foods that you love, like your quinoas and your, you know, your black beans and your rice, all of the humble healing foods, but then you're also grabbing the best from the superfood trends where you've got your cacao and you've got your hemps and all that sort of stuff, right? And then you're doing smoothies, and you're also, you know, you've got your ideal breakfast, which I believe is the ideal breakfast, which is your oatmeal, and you've got your fruits with that. Really, you're like the ideal situation, the ideal end result for people who go through this process. So your diet is actually more rich and colorful than what mine is. I mean, and I've got a very diverse diet, but yours is rich and more concentrated in superfoods and nutrients than mine is.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard when I took the gluten off. of my diet because the Hashimoto's, they say gluten can be something not good for you, for me and my kids. So it was like, because I used to eat those sourdough, rosemary sourdough bread, and oh, it was so yummy. And I love bread. That was hard, but now I'm over with. Because I start, you know, replacing with avocados and coconut water, which is sometimes, in the beginning, I couldn't drink too much coconut water for more organic can be, because too much. I don't know. It's something like I think you mentioned about coconut water. Sometimes it's bad for the gut.
Oh, well, it's just if in the real early stages, if you're in a real bad way with regards to your hypersensitivity to sugars, the small sugar content in the coconut water may upset some people. So, yeah, it's a subtlety. It's not a major thing to avoid, but, you know, if it upset you at the time, then you avoid it. It's as simple as that. You don't need to consult with everyone else. If it's not working for you, then you got to avoid it.
I wanted to tell you that just I remember one of the crazy things I did, I just start eating papaya seeds too. I was eating the papaya, but I started eating the seeds because I heard that they're wonderful for you. And I was like, I didn't like it. I did it for probably a couple of weeks, but
I've heard the same thing. I believe they are very good for you, but they're disgusting. They have I've eaten, you know, I've done everything as well. They kind of leave a bit of an aftertaste.
Did you eat papaya seeds?
I did, yeah, for a while. Not for long. I think maybe one or two meals. I gave it up.
Yeah.
So let's try and get a little bit of summary going. I think what I want to make sure people don't lose focus on in hearing all the wonderful things that you've done and how far you've come, I want to make sure that we emphasize how much exercise you do. Can you tell us the sorts you mentioned before, but can you be a bit more, elaborate a bit more on the sort of exercise that you do and how much of it?
Okay, so I used to do Stairmasters and an elliptical machine all the time, but when I got sick, I stopped doing it because I couldn't move. I was so stiff, my legs, like I couldn't do it. So I started doing the, you know, like you recommend, you know, like a slow bike and then, you know, doing some stretch here and there. And little by little, I was building. So it took me like 6 months to go back. I mean, I used to be very active and then I just stopped doing it. But little by little, I started doing some bike. I think if I was waking up with a stiffness or some pressure in my legs, I start moving my joints more. So I go to the gym, doing like 30 minutes first of, you know, spinning. And, you know, you need to go to your own pace. You don't have to do too crazy, you know, start a little slowly. Now I'm doing like an hour. But it's something like I don't do it because I have to do it. I do it because I love the feeling. When I go there and I move my joints and all my body, for me, it's the celebration of how my body is capable to do those type of exercises. You know what I mean?
It's almost like you're expressing your body in its full capacity.
It's in my body. Absolutely. And then it was like, you know, I feel powerful. I feel like I can do it. I feel energetic. And I feel like, obviously, like endorphins and everything, you know, makes you more happy. And then, So I would say, like, if a day I don't exercise, I will feel like not the same. You know, it's part of my life now. I can live without it. And I started incorporating yoga 2 months ago, like 3 times a week. You know, just I learned how to breathe because sometimes we don't realize we don't breathe well. So and I'm one of the person because I'm always in the go. So sometimes I don't breathe even, you know, like you start breathing, like you remember like 5 times a day at least, you know, you could look, it's going to make a lot of difference. So I start breathing better and meditating in the nights. And I'm so fan of Chopra, Deepak Chopra.
Deepak.
And then I always enrolling in this free, you know, meditation, 21 days or whatever. And just clear my, I used to suffer of insomnia. I couldn't sleep before. I mean, my life was totally different. And then now I sleep well. I don't feel anxious anymore. I used to feel anxious. I used to feel like somebody's going to take my kid away from kindergarten. I have those because I have Hashimoto's. So Hashimoto's, it was on the symptoms. Like, and I was, why I have those bad thoughts in my mind? I'm sorry, it's going to storm here. And then, so yeah, meditation, exercise is really good for you. You know, having you have yoga in your house, or you can do in the gym. I mean,
yeah, it's everything. It's the exact combination that I'm so passionate about. It's getting the yoga in and it's getting your exercise in. I believe that we do need to have something beyond just yoga. And this is something that I found was very important for me. If I only did yoga and of, you know, the yoga that I like, which is the Bikram yoga, even if I only did that, there were still other aspects of the healing path that wouldn't have been addressed by just doing the yoga. And specifically, I mean, if you've got areas of the body that need to be loaded more, like elbows or knees, I had to go to the gym as well. So I had to go and use the cycle bike, or I had to do specific weight-bearing exercises, you know, that the yoga wasn't providing. So I think, you know, you got to find what exercise works for you. And when you find that exercise, you got to do it every day and you got to do it a lot. And each day, do you build up a lot of, do you sweat each day and you get up a lot of cardiovascular?
I have problems sweating because I don't know what my Hashimoto's or stuff like that. I don't know why. I was telling my husband, I don't sweat anymore. It's not good. I need to detox. So, but and then now I'm feeling better. I start sweating and biking, or I'm doing more like, more resistance, I guess. And
more
so
resistance.
I start sweating. Yes. Yeah.
And you get a high heart rate? Like, does your heart rate go up high?
Yeah, I do. And I also do weights because I want to build some muscle. Mm. I mean, I used to work out for the last 4 years. So now, like, I lost like 30 pounds in the program, you know, 30 pounds. And then I feel like this is the body I meant to be, you know, it's meant to be. I mean, it's just, I feel like this is my ideal.
Well, you know? When you sent me photographs of yourself recently, I seriously, it reminded me of these Instagram celebrities and stuff. I mean, you've got a sort of figure where you're carrying no body fat, but you're muscular and athletic. I mean, you look like you could model like yoga pants and sportswear.
I'm gonna be 40 and I feel better than 20s. It's not amazing.
It's
I'm
awesome.
Gonna be 40 the next year and I feel like the energy and everything is like, even my body looks younger. And then I just never feel this way. And then now I understand like how I used to feel before. It's not the right feeling. The human body is supposed to feel this way, energetic, vibrant, and happy until you can, you know, until you're 60s or 70s. I mean, it, no way like you have to feel another way. You need to feel alive. Is what I feel, and how lifestyle changes, it can change everything, because it's what I was telling you about epigenetics, you know, is the ability to change the expression of our genes through our daily choices, you know, food, stress, sleep, you know, exercise. We have control of our genes, you know, and that when I read this and I follow this functional doctor who was talking about it, and I read the studies, I was so happy to find out that, because now it's a good news for us, you know, because you can change in a positive way. If your dad or your grandfather had cancer, doesn't mean you gotta get it. You can probably turn on those genes if you don't take care of yourself. But also for people like us, we can change our predisposition of genes, you know, just changing our food and then, you know, our bad habits to a good ones.
So
and
true.
I totally believe. And I'm so happy, like, taking maybe the time from my kids sometimes to read all these studies, because what they do is give me more motivation and confirmation, like, what I'm doing is the right thing to do, you know, and we need that. We need people. And I don't feel like, I was telling my husband yesterday, like, I don't fit anymore with the people I used to be with, you know? I feel like I'm out there because I'm in different stage of my life and I have different vision of everything. And one thing I truly believe it's like love and gratitude are the greatest healers. You need to have love, love motivation. Love is powerful, you know, and it's what I have. And I thank God for giving me a great, good husband who loved me and he supported me through all of this, you know, and my kids, because just seeing my two children so small who needs me, I need to be there for them. There is no another choice for me. And I will take whatever. If I need to eat papaya seeds for the rest of my life, I will do it, you know?
So true. That's right. That's right. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes, we have to be as well as we possibly can, because everything is easier when we're healthier.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's a lovely way to kind of, I almost want to wrap up. I just want to say, I love people from Peru. I just find that my wife and I have such a special place in our heart for Peru, because that's where we fell in love. Well, it's a long story, my wife and I. It's a very fascinating one, and we tell it a lot. But
up on a mountain, like in the...
Yes, well, the part that's relevant to this, or to you, I should say, is that we hadn't seen each other in about 5 or 6 years, and we had almost lost touch pretty much, and we had been, exploring other parts of our lives on different parts of the earth, and we'd recently come out of different relationships, and I reached out to Melissa and said, hey, you know, we haven't seen each other in a very long time, and how would you like to go on a trip together to Peru? It's been something that I've wanted to do since I was a child. And she said, yeah, sure, let's do it. And so we met up in Peru and went on a tour, or not a tour, we planned our own itinerary, but we went around Peru for 16 days, and we stayed in tents together, and we hiked the Inca Trail from start to finish together, and spent a little bit of time in and around Cusco and other places, and the people and the landscape and the history and everything about it, just, it was magical. It's our favorite place in the world to visit. You feel the energy. Listeners, if you've never been to Peru, start packing your bags. You got to get over there. It's amazing. Machu Picchu was unbelievable. And let me just tell you one last thing about Peru, and that I know this isn't a travel show, but listen to this for crazy. You have to believe this is true. How many people are there in Lima? Something like 8 million, right? It's a huge.
Right.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Right? Huge. It's a huge city.
I got a taxi from the airport in Peru to the hotel that I was staying at, and it was about a 40-minute drive. And I accidentally left some travel documents in the glove box of the taxi. 3 days later, when I was leaving that hotel, Melissa and I flagged down a random taxi on the street. We got in the cab. I looked at the guy and I said, you've got to be kidding me. It was the same taxi driver. I'd left my documents in. After traveling from the airport 3 days earlier with the 8 million people in Lima, and he just happened to be driving past as I flagged him down, and it had my documents in there.
God send you
Yeah.
Because you couldn't go back to the States. I mean,
they weren't critical. It wasn't my passport and things. It was just things like local maps and some other bits and pieces, like receipts for things that I'd paid for. But, I couldn't believe the chances of that.
My gosh, yeah. That's difficult.
Crazy.
To believe. That happened. And I feel like I want to say this because I follow you on Facebook, and every time I see your beautiful wife and your beautiful daughter, Angelina, and your new daughter, Ariel. You see, I'm a stalker. No, it makes me feel happy, like you are doing great, because it makes me more hope. You know, my hope gets huge and bigger seeing you, having a very bad time with rheumatoid arthritis and you're doing absolutely great and you're having this beautiful life. So there is hope. And then just seeing you and see how happy you guys are, it brings me so much, energy, everything like in my heart, I believe more and more and more, like everything is possible in life. You just need to put your mind into, Then I'm so thankful to your family and all the blessings, gratitude, like people like me feeling up towards you and your family. It makes you more blessed, in your life. Because you're helping and bringing hope. And I feel so upset when people complain about, oh, somebody's gonna, how expensive is the program? I mean, how much money you spend in things like that doesn't make any sense, to buy, this is your life. And then I just upset with people when it's negative.
And there's a lot of it, and people don't understand. We've had such a positive podcast. I can address that at other times, but I mean, there's only so many ways you can spend as much time that I do in helping other people through these kind of mechanisms, replying to customer support, helping people in the forum, giving talks. There's only a few ways you can do it because we need to be able to pay for groceries ourselves, and we need to be able to have a mortgage And there's a few ways you can do it. And one way we thought about starting a charity. But the thing is, all charities do is they ask you always donations. You've got to raise money to put the time in to do things. And so a small contribution by each person suffering from the disease to get the information seems to be the best way to do it.
And it's your time because you pay, you reply all my emails. If it's not in hours or the next day.
And I remember at the start, you had quite a few emails at the start, I seem to remember.
I email you like four times probably total, but you always being there and explaining and taking that time. Because I bought another ebook to somebody else and she never replied to me. Like she bought it, the $19 or whatever it was. And then she, you see the difference of quality of people.
Right.
And you have a big heart and then you can tell that. I mean, you can feel it. We are talking, but I can feel that. And then I'm very thankful for that and your wife and your family. I mean, I just wish you the best. And then I just so happy. Like I was lucky, my husband was lucky to find you.
Thank you. And I'm so pleased that we're able to chat like this. Have you got an Instagram or a Facebook page, not personal, but where people can follow you? And if you haven't, can you start one? Because we have...
Actually, create because I'm very private with my personal page, Facebook.
Sure.
But I create an Instagram.
Good.
I put just probably one picture, but I just thinking like maybe I will need it for the podcast, or people maybe wanted to know more about me and then be interesting because I'm kind of different and unique. In some ways, I don't feel like I'm better than another. I'm just different. I feel like I'm different and I love to help, but I just create an Instagram. I want to link to you my Instagram.
Yeah, we'll put it on the show notes for this episode. So we'll pop the transcription of our talk in this episode, and also
you can translate it. Everything.
Yeah, no, only in English, not in Spanish. Now, and then the final thing I will say is that potentially there might be, for you to fulfill a burning desire to help other people, particularly in your home country and other Latinos, let's try and make that happen. You come back to me, tell me how you'd like to do that.
I would love to do that. I was more into for me and all this year to getting better. So my only priority, it wasn't create a blog or do my YouTube videos. I was thinking, my husband has a GoPro camera and he say you could do it, your recipes and your master tonic and the natural syrups I made for my kids. But I always thinking no, now I need to get myself better and then it's going to be time for that. But right now, I'm a priority. But now, I'm feeling much better and I feel like I'm in a great place. I'm going to start doing that. And then you want to do the Spanish, because there will be a lot, even who live in United States, you know, there is a lot of Spanish community, and like we can do that. I mean, I would love to. One of my dreams is like try to be, motivational speaker and try to help and go and try to bring hope, because it's what we need.
Yes.
I need somebody like me, like, you know, pushing me there,
yep.
You know, 100%. We need that.
Yep.
So yeah, we love to do anything. I mean, I'm open to do anything. And then my kids are getting old, and my little one is going to go to kindergarten. So I'm going to have a lot of time now. So
good. All right. So, well, yeah. I've got some ideas, and we can talk about that another time. So
I have the energy. So
you got plenty of energy. I'll have to reel you in and hold you back. So thank you so much, Roxana. It's been an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Pattison Program. For more information, visit pattisonprogram.com.